If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Hey, designers. Today, I am here with Leah Ray and Todd Getz. I'm very excited to have them on. I was actually on their show, and we can, of course, talk about their podcast if you're looking for a little more business advice, which is always really fun. Leah and Todd are married, and they own their business together. So I thought this would be a fun conversation. Will you guys get started? Maybe we'll start with Leah about what you guys actually do. How do you service, or, you know, how do you take care of people? Because you guys are also in the education space.
Yeah, we help coaches, course creators, experts, consultants to create, launch, and scale their programs. So we're very much focused on marketing and making sure that you're creating an offer that will actually sell, and then putting together amazing systems and tools and driving traffic to make the sales.
Yeah, love it. Todd, anything to add to that?
No, that's pretty much it. And, you know, we work with, the full gamut of online business owners. So people who are just starting out and they've got an idea and they want to take that and build it out and get their first sales and scale that all the way to people who are already generating 6 and 7 figures in their business. And they want to learn how to take that and grow to the next level.
Yeah. So I've heard you guys say that, I'm not sure, actually. Have you been doing this together this whole time, or did one of you start it and one of you come into it?
Right. Well, we started it together. However, the initial goal was to retire Todd. So 7 years ago now, we were looking for a way to bring him home. We had prayed for children for 10 years. We finally adopted our first child and he was stuck traveling. We were out in rural Oklahoma. There was no opportunity to replace the kind of income that he had. And so he was like leaving Sunday afternoons, coming back Thursday nights or Friday mornings. And I was a single mom a lot of the time. And I was like, this isn't what I prayed for 10 years. This is not quite it. So we looked for solutions. We ended up roundabout coming into the online space, finding affiliate marketing and taking off there, like really. And that's where our jam was. We learned the skill of marketing. That's all we focus on, really mastered that well. And it was mostly a affiliate marketing thing, a little bit of network marketing stuff. We were able to retire Todd from his multiple six-figure job, bring him home. So I don't want to say that I started it myself, because he was definitely like staying up late, writing blog posts and doing stuff and all that kind of stuff. But we were able to retire him successfully and bring him home and build it fully together since then.
Yeah. So here's my question. Did you guys have this goal together? Like, were you actively talking about it, or is it just sort of like a little dream that one of you had? Todd, do you want to tell me about?
It really just started out with Leah kind of taking on a network marketing project, because she got roped into a network network marketing business from one of her friends. And, you know, Leah's the type of person that when she commits to something, she goes all in. And so we invested a lot of money into our network marketing, or her network marketing business. And I would hear her on the phones, you know, making her a list of 200 people and calling them all up and giving the presentation. And I would be sitting there on the couch just doing my own things. I told her not to do it, but we compromised and she did it anyways. So I'm sitting there on the couch listening to those phone calls and I'm thinking, oh, why would you say that? That's not going to work. And of course, you know, she gets shot down. Like, well, there's got to be a better way to do this. And so I go on Amazon, I look for whatever books I can find about network marketing. We go through those together. And through that process of just reading about, okay, here's how you actually generate leads, here's how you actually present your offer to people, here's how you do this, it starts to make sense. And that's when I got on board. I'm like, Leah, you know what? We got a $1 million business here. We got to go all in on this. And now I'm in on it. And now we're both going at this. And it's kind of funny the way that it started, because we, at the beginning, we both thought that, okay, we're both going to do everything in the business so that, you know, we can, you know, either one of us could be replaceable. You know, we could, if someone needed to go and get the kids, they could do that, and the other could take over the work or whatever. And really what that did is it caused a lot of inefficiencies in our business, and it never really worked that way. So we kind of started segmenting our work where Leah would be more of the kind of front of our business, and she would be the one talking to people, doing the sales calls and things like that. And then I would kind of work on the back end, doing our marketing, running our advertising, and kind of doing the things that I could do it late at night when I'm traveling or up late or whatever. So,
So,
Go for it.
as I say, from network marketing, then we were really bad at it. We came online to figure that piece out. That's where we came into affiliate marketing. And then getting really good at that, people asked us, well, can you show us how you generate those leads or what you're doing? And then it turned into us creating our own courses. And that's where we really exploded, had our first seven-figure year, really grew in just leaning into our expertise and what we were good at. And that's where we really made a pivot and said, okay, we want to live in this space because this has worked so well for us. And there's so many other people who have great expertise that we can help them bring it out to the world.
Yeah, that is incredible and amazing. So, it sounds like you guys did a good job of like splitting duties, day in and day out. Like, how is it working as a couple? I mean, we're doing this podcast. I know Todd has to go run and get kids in a second, right? Because there's two of you, right? Tell me about that. Is it all like happy all the time?
Right, it's sunshine and rainbows all the time, right?
What, like, tell us, like, I mean, without getting really into it, what is like the hardest part of it? Or maybe even some advice you would give to someone who decided, like, hey, we're gonna do this together.
I mean, segregating your responsibilities and your worlds is important because then he's in charge of the decisions on that side. I'm in charge. Like when you're trying to two cooks in the kitchen doesn't work, right? And so when it comes to our sales team, when it comes to anything on the sales or social media and all the forward facing stuff, that's on me. When it comes to other stuff, we still coordinate on the back end stuff, but he's really in charge on there with everything going on. And so we've been able to over the years really get super, super good at the parts that we have, right? And now we're amazing at those parts because we didn't have to deal with all of the pieces. We could be right here. And so that's been really good. And it's allowed us to give each other some space to do that in. I think there's obviously dynamics with running a business with your spouse that people should be, it's your spouse. You can't, it's not like an employee where you're like, okay, I asked for that yesterday. Where is this? So communication is going to be important. Having a way to, keep a task list or who's doing what, when, I think all of that's really important because obviously you're not just going to unplug from your computer and not see them again for the night. They're still going to be there when you're done. So I think having a lot of good communication is important.
Do you guys use project management software with each other then?
Wish. No.
Leah said I would. That sounds like my wish always too. Like with my whole, I wish my whole family, like even my kids, were on my project management software.
Right.
No.
We've used different stuff from time to time. Right now, our actual whole system has a task feature, and that's what we've recently settled on. So we've switched around from different thing to different thing, but now we're using tasks in our system, and that seems to be working.
Yeah. Okay.
I would say the other two other really important things. Number one is just the one of the parts about building an online business or building any type of business is that there's a lot of learning and a lot of growth that needs to take place in order to build the skills necessary to really succeed. And part of that process is failing, trying things and failing. And one of the most difficult things to do is to see your spouse go through that process and thinking that you know better, but having to allow them go through that failure and learn on their own their job, right? Because I can hear Leah on her sales calls, or she can watch me and see the funnels that I'm doing in my copywriting, and we could critique each other all day and it would turn into fights. But if we just let each other kind of do their own thing and learn from our own mistakes, we grow so much faster that way. But that's so hard to do, to see your spouse do something and you think you know how to do it better, but having to let them fail on their own so that they can go through that learning process. You will grow so much quicker when you're able to do that. But then also giving the other spouse the decision-making ability. to have the final say on the things that they're in charge of, I think is really important as well. And then just respecting that decision, rather than, like Leah said, two cooks in the kitchen just isn't going to work. So.
Yeah, so fascinating. So absolutely fascinating. Okay, I would love to transition and let's talk about what you guys actually do. What do you give people? How do you teach them? I'm really fascinated, of course, with any like online program and how we support the people that are coming in and we're taking care of. So tell us, give us some details, like some of the juicy bits of like what you guys do.
Yeah, I love what we do. We work with the coolest people. So our mission is to help people who can make a positive impact in the world, reach more people, do it bigger, do it better, so that we can positively impact millions of lives by just focusing on our thousands. So we attract and work with amazing people, people who have a heart to serve and have some gifts that they want to get out into the world. So it starts with them, right? And we work with our clients. We are really passionate about these mostly coaches, consultants, that they learn the business side. So many people, they've been fed this line, stay in your zone, don't learn, hire someone to do that, just outsource that. And it's like, you have to learn your business or just go work for someone else as a coach. Like, you've got to learn how to generate leads. You don't want to be held hostage by some agency charging you X amount of dollars that's not giving you results. Like, you got to get in the weeds at the beginning. Once you're up and running and you know what works and you can train people in, bring them in-house, the world's your oyster. Do whatever you want. But I love helping people to understand how to get their own business up and running, right? And so we work hand in hand with them, providing them with not just the detailed, point and click level training, from a technical perspective, but also from the concepts, because so many folks come into this world and they don't have any idea about sales or marketing or what's going to work. And so we're covering all aspects when it comes to this. And how to build an audience, how do you generate traffic, how do you put to like generate leads, nurture, qualify them, and then move them through to a sale. What does that look like for your business? So we have a pretty customized approach, with sort of a standard flow that we work with our clients, but we give customized plans. We work with them through that. We have a small group program that most of our people are working with us with. And it's 9 months. So it's a big program because it's a big process, right? Because it's not only, getting that first set of ads up and running and all the foundational stuff. Now we've got to get some data from the ads. And now we got to tweak it. And now we got to do X, Y, and Z or whatever. So it's really integrative through the process and helping them to grow and get to where they want to be.
Yeah. What do you think people are most afraid of when they're starting your program?
The people that I talk to are afraid of, they're afraid of failure. Like, they're afraid because many of them have been around. Like, they're not like, I had this idea to be a coach today. Like, they've been through this process and they've been trying on social media and they've been posting and they've been doing all this stuff and no one's paying attention. No one's interacting on their stuff. Nothing's happened. And they've been working hard at it. They're not just like once or twice a week, they post something, like they're consistent. And so they're scared of failing. They're scared of putting all of their time and heart and energy into something and it not being fruitful. And so, we see that in their social media. We see that in their willingness to test, to set up the foundational stuff I think that's why people don't kind of slow down a little bit to set up, a lead magnet and all the basic systems and processes that you need, because it's investing in themselves and in the long-term longevity of what they want to do. So, and being willing to have some ad budget, even if it's really small, just to play with and help get a little traction going if you have nothing from the beginning, right? So, yeah, I think the fear of failure is just huge. And we all have, that combined with imposter syndrome, I think people get really in their own heads about a lot of stuff. And that's why, work with a coach, like always. It doesn't have to be us, but work with someone who knows what they're doing and can guide you through that process, because there's a million different directions you can go and be successful. However, if you don't have someone telling you exactly where you should go, you'll be trying to go every direction at once and get nowhere.
Yeah, so true. I mean, so true. I myself have invested in business coaching and it makes a huge difference. More than anything, I think it saves you time because you're trying lots of things and then it doesn't work. And if you can just be like, here are the things I'm going to try, and they go, do that one, it's like, oh, they saved me 6 months that I was going to mess around doing this. Do you guys find that a lot?
100%. Yeah, I think most people we connect with, it's the spaghetti approach when they first connect with us, and they're like, I'm just trying this and I'm trying that and I'm trying this and nothing's working and I don't know what to do. It's like, it's because you're going everywhere right now. Like, just let's simplify this. Okay. Let's have a cohesive one processor system where you're moving them through to a sale. And then once we have that system in place, let's focus on first one traffic source. Let's get something moving with that one traffic source. And then we can start to sprinkle in some additional traffic sources, right? And just to simplify the process and just move forward versus just, shotgun or spaghetti or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I love it. We're going to wrap things up, but I would love for them to anyone who's listening right now, if you are interested in more business, do you guys have like a one piece of advice, or do you even have, I don't know, do you have a freebie, or what can we do to
Ooh.
send them to your podcast? So
Yes, I'll let Todd tell you whatever link that he has set up and
yeah, well, the easiest place to go would just be digitaltrailblazer.com. That's our website, and on the front page there is a free mini course that you can register for. Also at the top of the menu there is a whole menu list for free resources, and we got a bunch of downloads and other courses and resources that you can access there. So tons of free stuff on our website, just digitaltrailblazer.com.
fantastic. Awesome. You guys, your podcast name. Do you guys want to send people to that as well?
Yeah, if you love learning new strategies and techniques and everything for building your business, make sure you check out Digital Trailblazer Podcast. We are on all the platforms, so find us there, subscribe, and we've got 2 episodes going out a week, and we have amazing people that we've been interviewing and are doing amazing things, and like Karina. So she'll have an episode publishing soon.
Yeah, so fun. You guys, thank you so much for coming on. I think that if you guys, I know this is a shorter, well, it's actually not a shorter episode. This is our normal length of episode, but I just did a longer podcast with them. And I think if you want to know more about business and what they're doing, you guys know, I believe that on top of your design skills, we do need this layer of business that sometimes feels really scary. And so if you want to go find out more about some of the things that they're doing, go check out their podcast. I think it would be a really great place, and go check out their website. Thanks again for joining me, you guys, and we'll see you guys soon. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.